Remembering the Show on the Road on this moment of Indiana history. In the late 19th and early 20th centuries, many Midwesterners, Hoosiers among them, spent pleasant summer weeks at a Chautauqua, a lakefront resort where visitors could enjoy cool breezes and recreational activities along with edifying lectures and concerts. For those with neither the time nor the funds to leave their homes in the midst of the summer, traveling Chautauquas brought cultural entertainment to small towns and rural areas. Indianapolis teenager Everett Winks spent the summer of 1916 working for the Welfare Chautauqua Company of Indianapolis, going on to work with the Community Chautauqua of Greencastle over the next five summers between academic years at Purdue. Traveling Chautauquas provided a condensed version of the summer resort experience. In his memoir, Winks recalled that tents would be set up for 3 or 5 day periods to host programs every afternoon and evening, including music by an Italian band resplendent in bright uniforms, talks by ministers and motivational speakers, vocal music, and poetry recitals. In between performances, the largely Protestant audiences were led in favorite hymns or folk songs. Winks and his companions followed circuits through Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, and Michigan, and sometimes south into Kentucky and Tennessee. The car, the radio, and the movie house eventually sounded the death knell for the Chautauqua, but many years later, Winks could still recite The Shooting of Dan McGrew and sing songs from the operettas that he had heard as a young man on the Chautauqua circuit of the Midwest. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.